Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're laser-focused on something, well, pretty vital for business growth, navigating digital marketing in 2025.
Yeah, it really is. And we've got our hands on this source, Driving Business Growth with Digital Marketing, a Leader's 2025 Handbook.
And honestly, this isn't just another, you know, collection of blog posts. It feels much more structured.
Exactly. It's framed as a step-by-step guide for leaders who want to make a real impact.
So our mission here in this deep dive is really to pull out the core strategies, the actionable stuff from this handbook.
Think of it as your shortcut, getting you up to speed on what's working now in digital marketing without, you know, drowning in information overload.
Definitely need that. And just to show why this is so important, the handbook throws out this stat right away. 84% of B2B purchase journeys now start with an unbranded Google search.
Wow, 84%.
Yeah. Let's just pause on that. What does it really mean?
Well, it means people are looking for solutions,
yeah,
answers, before they have any specific brand in mind.
So you absolutely have to be visible right then at that starting point. Otherwise, you're just not in the game.
That's the crux of it. So the big question we're tackling is, how do businesses actually do that effectively? How do you navigate this digital space to not just get seen, but to really, truly grow?
Okay, let's unpack it. The handbook kicks off with something pretty fundamental, a mindset shift for leaders.
Right, getting that digital-first approach baked in, and it's quite direct about it, saying strategy without digital is just wishful thinking.
Blunt. So it's not a side department anymore, is it?
Not at all. And what's interesting is the focus on digital literacy for the leaders themselves, it's not just for the marketing team.
Meaning they need to understand the terms like SEO, cash, LTV, all that.
Exactly. Understanding SEO, search engine optimization, how you get found, or CAC, your customer acquisition cost, LTV, lifetime value, ROAS, return on ad spend. It's not just jargon anymore.
It enables better decisions, right? Fosters that data-driven culture everyone talks about.
Precisely. And for you listening, getting a grip on these core ideas really builds that solid foundation. It makes all the other strategies we'll talk about much easier to grasp.
Makes sense. So, okay, a leader's got the digital mindset. Where does the handbook say to start, practically speaking? Goals, I assume?
Yep, setting really clear goals and KPIs. And critically, moving beyond what it calls vanity metrics.
Likes and shares.
Those kinds of things. Instead, focusing squarely on pipeline value. Things that actually impact the bottom line.
And it brings up the SMART framework, specific, measurable.
Achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Yes, using that as your basic compass to start.
But it gets more specific, talking about North Star numbers, four key ones.
That's right. Qualified leads, conversion rate, customer acquisition cost CAC, and the lifetime value to CAC ratio.
Okay, break those down quickly. Why are these the North Stars for digital performance in 2025?
Well, qualified leads tell you if you're attracting the right kind of interest, people likely to buy. Conversion rate shows how good you are at turning that interest into actual customers. Super important.
Naturally.
CAC, customer acquisition cost, measures your efficiency. How much are you spending to get each new customer?
Gotta watch that budget.
And finally, the LTV to CAC ratio. That's the long game. Are your customers worth more over their lifetime than it costs to acquire them?
Yeah.
You need that ratio to be healthy, ideally, you know, 3-to-1 or higher.
Got it. So metrics tied directly to revenue and long-term health. Makes perfect sense.
And there's a practical tip, too. Using something like Looker Studio.
Oh, yeah. To do what?
To pull data from GA4, Google Analytics, your CRM, your ad platforms, all into one dashboard.
So you get that single unified view. Mm-hmm. No more hunting around.
Exactly. Makes life easier.
Okay, so goals are set. You've got your North Star metrics. What's next, according to the handbook? Understanding the audience.
Absolutely critical. Pinpointing and really segmenting your target audience. It's not optional.
And it talks about different layers for that segmentation.
Yeah, demographic data, age, industry, location, that kind of thing. Psychographic data, their pain points, their goals, their values.
Okay, going deeper than just job titles.
Steps deeper. Then behavioral data, how they act online, what content they engage with. And finally, intent data, what are they actively searching for right now?
So it's getting really granular, not just we target marketing managers.
No, way beyond that. And the action steps are key. Mapping out detailed micro personas.
A micro persona.
Yeah, really specific profiles. Then building matching audiences in LinkedIn ads, Google ads.
So you can target them accurately.
Precisely. And then creating personalized nurture tracks for each segment. That personalization theme again.
It keeps coming up. because generic just doesn't cut it anymore.
It really doesn't. People expect relevance. If your message doesn't resonate with their specific situation, they just tune it out. You need that deep understanding to connect.
Okay, so audience dialed in. Then the handbook says, look outwards, competitor analysis.
Exactly. You need to know what you're up against.
So how do you do that effectively in the digital realm? What does the handbook suggest?
It's about finding opportunities by seeing what competitors do well, but also where their gaps are. One key thing is a keyword gap audit.
Yeah.
Finding search terms where your competitors are ranking high, getting traffic, but you aren't even on the radar, that's low-hanging fruit, potentially.
Ah, okay. Find their sweet spots that you're missing. What else?
A backlink gap audit. Finding websites that link to your competitors, but not to you.
So potential places to try and get links from yourself to build authority.
Exactly. Boost your own SEO. Then there's the ad library sweep.
Looking at their ads, like on Facebook or Google.
Yep. Especially looking for ads they've been running for a long time. The logic is, if it's been running for ages, it's probably profitable for them.
Smart. So you can learn from their messaging, their offers.
Their targeting, yeah. And finally, a social sentiment scan. What are actual customers saying about them online? Good and bad.
So you can find pain points they aren't addressing or things people love that you could perhaps emulate.
Precisely. It all feeds into creating a prioritized action list for your own marketing.
Okay, audience defined, competitors analyzed. Now, where do you actually spend your time and money? Channel selection. This feels like it could be overwhelming.
It can be, but the handbook gives a really useful framework here, linking objectives directly to channels and, crucially, the metrics to watch.
Okay, give us an example.
So if your main goal is just fast awareness, getting your name out there,
yeah,
it points towards display ads, maybe YouTube ads, and you'd track things like CPM cost per mil or 1,000 impressions and view-through rates.
Okay, that makes sense. What about like educating people, mid-funnel stuff?
For that, it suggests things like your blog, content on LinkedIn, maybe running webinars.
And the metrics there would be?
Things like scroll depth on your blog posts, are people actually reading? Mm-hmm. Or webinar attendance, are they showing up to learn?
Right, engagement indicators.
Yeah.
And then for actually driving sales, conversions.
That's where things like Google search ads come in strong, also retargeting ads and email marketing.
And the key metrics become CPA, cost per acquisition, and actual revenue generated.
Exactly. You're tracking the direct impact on sales.
What about after the sale? Loyalty and upsells.
There, it mentions things like building a community, using in-app messages if you have an app, maybe SMS for certain things.
And tracking metrics like repeat purchase rate.
Yep. Seeing if customers stick around and buy more. But here's a really key piece of advice they give.
Right.
A rule of thumb. Master just two channels properly before you even think about adding a third.
Only two. Why?
Because spreading resources too thin is a classic mistake. You end up doing a mediocre job everywhere instead of excelling somewhere specific. Focus is key.
That's solid advice. Focus before you broaden out. Okay, channel selected. Now you need something to put on those channels.
Mm.
Content. The handbook has this 3H model.
Yeah, it's a neat way to think about different types of content. Hero, hub, and hygiene.
Okay, hero. Sounds big.
It is. These are your big cornerstone pieces. Think annual reports, major research studies, comprehensive pillar pages on your website that cover a topic exhaustively.
And the goal of hero content is?
Primarily to earn backlinks from other sites, get press attention, build authority.
Got it. Then hub content.
That's your regular scheduled programming, like a weekly podcast, a monthly webinar, a regular newsletter.
Aimed at nurturing your existing audience.
Exactly. Keeping them engaged, providing consistent value, growing your email list.
And the last H, hygiene.
This is your everyday stuff. Quick tips, short videos like Reels or TikToks, answering FAQs, content that addresses immediate needs or searches.
And the goal here is maybe getting featured in Google snippets. We're getting social shares.
Precisely. Quick wins, staying top of mind. And the handbook even gives a narrative formula for content that converts.
Oh, like a story structure.
Sort of. Identify the problem your audience has, then agitate that problem, make them feel the pain, then introduce your unique perspective or solution. Provide proof testimonials, case studies, and end with a clear call to action.
Problem, agitate, perspective, proof, CTA. That's actually a really useful structure.
It helps keep your content focused on driving results.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, let's talk SEO, search engine optimization. The handbook calls it a compounding asset. Why that term?
Because unlike paid ads, where the traffic stops when the money stops, Good SEO builds momentum over time. Your rankings can improve, bringing in more organic traffic month after month, often without proportional increases in spending. It compounds.
Makes sense. So what are the core SEO moves the handbook highlights for 2025?
Well, first, clustering keywords around audience questions, not just single keywords, but the actual questions people type into Google.
Right. Thinking about user intent.
Exactly. Also, optimizing for voice search, hey Google, find, and paying attention to AI overviews, those AI-generated answers appearing at the top of search results.
Okay, staying current. What else?
Foundational stuff. Ensuring your website is technically sound. Fast loading speed, those core web vitals Google talks about. Clean site architecture. Using schema markups so search engines deeply understand your content.
Technical health is key. And I mentioned a link earning flywheel. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, the idea is creating genuinely valuable, original content, maybe unique research or data that journalists, bloggers, and other websites want to link to naturally.
So you earn links rather than just trying to build them artificially.
Exactly. And those high-quality links boost your authority, which improves rankings, which brings more traffic, which leads to more potential links.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive cycle, a flywheel.
Clever. Are there any quick SEO wins mentioned?
Yeah, a few practical tips. Adding FAQ schema to your pages helps you show up directly and search for common questions. Refreshing older, high-potential articles with new stats or info.
Keeping content fresh.
And consolidating thin, related pieces of content into one big, comprehensive guide. Google tends to prefer in-depth resources.
Good practical advice. Okay, let's pivot to social media. How do you make that work beyond just posting stuff? How do you get actual value?
Well, the handbook emphasizes using the right platform for the right purpose. They're not all the same.
Like what?
LinkedIn is great for building professional trust, thought leadership, B2B connections. Instagram is obviously very visual, great for brand storytelling.
And TikTok or Reels.
Much more about reach, relatability, quick entertainment, maybe showing a more human side of the brand.
So tailor the content to the platform's strength.
Mm.
What about posting frequency or type?
They suggest a 4-5-1 content cadence. Out of every 10 posts,
okay,
4 should offer direct value tips, insights, education. 5 should be focused on engagement questions, polls, sparking conversation. And only 1 should be a direct call to action, like buy now or sign up.
Ah, so mostly value and engagement, less hard selling.
Much less. It builds trust and community first. And for efficiency, they talk about a creation stack. Yeah. Things like using AI for drafting captions, like Caption AI. Using Canva templates for consistent visuals. Using the platform's own scheduling tools to plan ahead.
Streamlining the process.
Makes it manageable. And a neat little engagement hack they mention.
Yeah.
Ending posts sometimes with just a one-word poll. Like literally just asking, agree or useful.
That's it? Does that work?
Apparently, it's surprisingly effective at getting that initial interaction, breaking the ice for comments. Low friction.
Interesting tip. Okay, let's talk paid ads, pay-per-click, PPC. How do you make that profitable?
Structure is key here. The handbook provides a solid checklist. Start with very specific, exact match keywords. Target people searching for precisely what you offer.
High intent searches.
Exactly. Then layer on RLSA remarketing lists for search ads.
Meaning you target people who've already visited your site.
Yep, you can bid higher or show different ads to them because they're already familiar with you. More likely to convert.
Makes sense. What else?
Constantly A/B test your ad copy and visuals. See what resonates. Make sure your landing page perfectly matches the promise in your ad message match is crucial.
So no bait and switch.
Absolutely not. Also, be rigorous about adding negative keywords, terms you don't want your ads showing for. Prevents wasted spend.
Good point.
And once you have enough conversion data, consider switching your bidding strategy to something like target ROAS return on ad spend, letting the platform's AI optimize for profitability.
Okay, that covers the campaign setup. What about the landing page itself?
Super important. The handbook stresses one clear promise or offer per page. Don't confuse people.
Focus.
Put social proof logos, testimonials right up top above the fold. Use bullet points that highlight benefits, not just features.
The user gets.
Exactly. And consider a simple two-step form instead of one long one. Ask for less up front, maybe just email, then ask for more on the thank you page. Reduces friction.
Less intimidating.
Good tips.
Now, email marketing, it feels like it's evolved, right?
Definitely. The handbook talks about moving to email marketing 3.0, focused on hyper-personalization and even prediction.
Okay, how does that look across the customer journey?
Well, for awareness, you might have welcome emails personalized with their first name, maybe acknowledging the goal they stated when signing up.
For consideration.
Emails could feature case studies or metrics specific to their industry, which you'd know from segmentation.
Getting more relevant. Conversion stage.
Things like abandoned cart emails showing the exact items left behind, perhaps with a small incentive.
And loyalty.
Using their purchase or usage data to trigger relevant upsell offers, or sending exclusive content based on their demonstrated interests.
So personalization gets deeper as the relationship grows. What about the prediction part?
This is where it gets really advanced. Using AI to predict the optimal send time for each individual subscriber based on their past open habits.
Whoa. So my email arrives when I'm most likely to actually open it.
That's the idea. Can significantly boost open rates. Also, using dynamic content blocks within emails.
Meaning the content changes.
Yeah, in real time when they open it. It could show prices in their local currency, recommend products based on their very latest browsing, things like that.
That's pretty sophisticated.
Oh.
Creates a really tailored experience.
Oh, that's right.
So you're getting traffic, emails are personalized. How do you get more people to actually convert on your site? CRO.
Conversion rate optimization.
Yeah.
And the handbook stresses, use data first. Don't just guess what to change.
What kind of data?
Use Google Analytics path analysis to see where people drop off. Use heat maps to see where they click and scroll. Use form analytics to see which fields cause problems.
Find the friction points.
Exactly. Then they suggest this AB then PST framework. First, run AB tests on different elements, headlines, buttons, images.
See, it works better.
Once you have some winning variations, layer on the PST personalization, like dynamic headlines that change based on the visitor source. Social proof, more logos, reviews, testimonials, and trust seal security badges, guarantees.
Building confidence at the point of conversion.
Right. And the key is small, iterative changes, weekly tests. Those small gains compound over time.
Yeah, and I like the framing. Doubling your conversion rate is often more impactful than doubling traffic.
It absolutely is. Maximize the value of the visitors you already have.
Okay, can't forget mobile. How important is that now?
Critical. The handbook highlights Google's mobile-first indexing. Your site has to work perfectly on mobile or your search rankings will suffer. Responsive design is non-negotiable.
Got it. And for businesses with apps? App Store optimization, ASO.
Yep, similar idea to SEO, but for app stores. Use keywords in your app title and subtitle. A/B test your app icon. It really affects downloads. Include a compelling preview video.
Make it easy to find and appealing to download. What about push notifications or SMS?
Use them strategically for timely, high-value alerts, like a back-in-stock notification for an item someone was interested in.
So relevant and timely.
But the big warning is don't overuse them. It's a quick way to get people to uninstall or unsubscribe if you're just blasting generic messages.
Handle with care. Okay, let's talk about influence. Getting others to talk about you. Micro-influencers.
Yeah, the handbook has a playbook for this. Focus on influencers with smaller but highly engaged niche audiences that perfectly match yours.
Not just the massive accounts.
Often the smaller ones have more trust and relevance. Co-create content with them, make it authentic, use a hybrid compensation, maybe some payment, some free product.
And track results.
Absolutely. Use unique discount codes or tracking links so you can see the actual impact of their campaigns.
Makes sense. What about leveraging your own customers? Advocacy.
Huge potential here. Create a customer advocacy loop. Start by delighting them during onboarding.
Make a great first impression.
Then ask for reviews or testimonials when they're happiest, maybe right after a successful outcome. Reward referrals generously.
Turn them into salespeople.
And feature their success stories prominently in your marketing. Social proof doesn't get much better than that.
Very true. Now, underpinning all of this is data and automation, right? The tech stack.
For sure. The handbook provides a stack snapshot connecting needs to tools and outcomes.
Like what?
Universal tracking. Using GA4 plus maybe server-side GTM for better accuracy, especially with cookie limitations.
Getting clean data in.
Pipeline insights. Using your CRM like HubSpot or Salesforce to clearly track SIC and LTV.
Is it just any of the core metrics?
BI dashboards. Looker Studio, Power BI, something to give that real-time CEO-level view of performance.
Seeing the big picture.
Predictive AI.
Right.
Maybe marketing mix modeling tools to help allocate budget based on predicted ROI across channels.
Getting smarter with spending.
And automation, tools like Zapier or Workato to connect different apps and automate workflows, saving tons of time.
Stitching it all together efficiently. Okay, that's a lot of strategy. How do you actually implement this? A handbook has a 90-day plan.
Yeah, a 6-step rapid action plan designed for quick momentum.
Okay, step one.
Audit. Take a hard look at your current digital marketing. Where are the leaks? Where are the opportunities?
Find the problems and potential wins. Step two.
Prioritize. You can't fix everything at once. Focus on things with high potential impact, say a 25K upside or something that saves 25% effort that are reasonably feasible to implement.
Be realistic, but aim high.
Then plan, map out who does what, my when, get specific for that 90-day sprint.
Step four, launch.
Yep, but often as an MVP, minimum viable product. Test the core idea quickly before building the whole Rolls-Royce version.
Test and learn. Step five.
Analyze. Constantly monitor the results, micrometrics, but also the big business impact.
And finally, step six.
Scale or sunset. Double down on what's working, ditch what's not, and crucially document the learnings for next time.
Audit, prioritize, plan, launch, analyze, scale. A clear cycle. Okay, looking ahead now, how do you future-proof this?
It comes down to culture. Fostering a culture of experimentation.
How do you build that?
The handbook suggests things like weekly test demos where teams share learnings, good or bad. No blaming, just sharing.
Creating transparency.
Allocating a specific budget, maybe 10%, explicitly for trying new, innovative things. Permission to experiment.
The 10% rule. I like that.
And implementing an upskill loop, continuous training, and learning to keep the team's skills sharp in this fast-changing field.
Constant learning.
And it ends with a great leadership mantra. Data decides, ego subsides.
Let the results speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Very much so.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive into the Leaders 2025 Handbook, it really feels like the message is be strategic, be data-driven, be customer-obsessed.
Absolutely, and be agile.
Yeah.
The brands that win in 2025, as the handbook says, are the ones that never stop testing. Continuous optimization is the name of the game.
And remember that quick reference cheat sheet mentioned in the source, those North Star metrics, channel focus, the 3H content model, SEO essentials, the CRO mantra,
yeah.
That 90-day sprint, useful takeaways to keep handy.
Definitely. Which really brings us to the final thought for you, listening right now. Considering everything we've unpacked, the mindset, the audience focus, SEO's compounding power, personalization, data, which one or two elements feel like they hold the most immediate potential for your specific situation, your business, your goals?
Yeah, what's the one thing you could start experimenting with, even in a small way, perhaps this week? To put these principles into action and begin driving that growth.